graduation. A time to celebrate your academic achievements in higher education. To join the professional workforce. And arrive in the real world. But what if you don't have that job upon graduation? I graduated from USC 9 months ago, and I'm working at a department store. Retail. I saw graduation as the day I would have it all figured out. On the contrary, despite my ideal fantasy, I am right back where I started.
Mom? Dad?
Okay, so it's not that bad, but I'm still trying to come up with an acceptable answer to the looming question of, what are you gonna do now, Michelle? I go to grab a drink with my friends Alyssa and Katie at the Yard House. Turns out their situations are a lot like mine. Katie has a job at the pool. She wants to work for the government someday. Alyssa had hoped to be in med school by now. She's working with me at the department store.
I was so happy to get my diploma, and I was excited for the pictures to post on Facebook to prove that I had graduated, which sounds awful, but I was like, this is my proof, because I don't have a job to show for it right now.
No, they all want to know if I'm in school, what I majored in, all that good stuff. And then I tell them, and they look at me like, oh, and you're teaching swimming in La Mirada, because why? But it just sucks. And my relatives, like, speaking of people that don't understand, were like, why are you working in retail? Like, you went to school. And I'm just like, you know what? There's no jobs out there. This is the best I can do, and it pays well.
I don't even tell people where I graduated from, because immediately they assume, like, you must be a failure in life. Nobody wants you.
Our waitress joins in. Turns out she's a USC grad, too. Her tray is full of drinks for the next table, but she stops.
I mean, if you were to ask me, like, how I would have pictured my life when I was in high school and, like, what I wanted to do, like, I was going to be, like, this traveling journalist, and I was going to, like, report on all these, like, soulful things like AIDS in Africa, and I was going to, like, change people's lives, and I was going to be, like, this powerful, strong woman and, like, you know, eat guys' souls for breakfast, like, independent, like, just beautiful, like, skinny, and, like, none of those things happened.
The other day at work, as I'm ringing a customer up, I tell him where I graduated from, and shaking his head in confusion, he asks, is this where you saw yourself after graduating from USC?
Hi, how are you today?
For the rest of the day, I was thinking, have I really ended up at a department store? I know people who have degrees, who work retail while they figure out what they want to do, and then 20 years later, they're still working retail. In these times, it's hard to keep your hopes up. I think a lot about what Katie said when we were out for drinks.
The fact that this economy is horrible and there's no jobs makes it so much worse, makes you even more freaked out. Now I have no idea what's going on and I'm really stressed out.
Me too, Katie. Hopefully things will be looking up soon. As of now, Katie's thinking about grad school. Alyssa's still deciding if she wants to apply to med school. And our waitress is interning in the PR department of Morgan Stanley, anxiously awaiting a possible full-time position. What we're all doing now is a stepping stone to bigger things. Another customer told me, treat every day as a networking opportunity. And don't worry, you're on the path to success. Turns out she's a dean at Cal State Fullerton. Maybe she's right. Maybe one day I'll be the traveling journalist who eats guys' souls for breakfast. In the meantime, at least I have a job. Michelle Malkasian, Annenberg Radio News.